Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Low Cost Plush. Am I speaking with Ingrid?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Ingrid. This is Nikki, the one that you talked to yesterday for the client interview. And I actually just talked with our Facebook team, and we just have some concerns. So, with regards to your Facebook ad, you asked me that we will be using the email lazarorojasmanagement@gmail.com, right, for your potential customers to reach out. So, the thing is, since we'll be using this and it will be on a public view, then would it be okay for us to use the same email for Local Splash? Is it okay that we will be sending you updates through that email instead of the tsl098@gmail.com?
Yes. Quick question. Would the email be, would the client have access to the email publicly?
Yeah, the thing is, if you will be promoting you with the email, lazarorojasmanagement@gmail.com, then this will be the one who will be showed in public. So we don't want your other email to be showed in public, right? The tiofilo98@gmail.com. So if you don't want this to be on public, then we will go ahead and change it to the lazarorojasmanagement@gmail. Would that be okay?
Okay, but would they, when they go ahead and submit the form, are they given the email or no?
Do you mean the Lazaro Rojas Management?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, will be the email that we will set up and not the other email.
Okay, and that will be set up as like public view, correct?
Yeah, for public view.
Okay, and then there's no way to not have it on public view.
For the Lazaro Rojas Management.com.
Yeah, it's just we don't accept inquiries through email.
Yeah. Actually, we will be sending you the emails. For example, all the Local Splash emails will be sent through the email Lazaro, since it will be used for the emails for your leads. But let me see. You don't want to show this on public. I will
Yeah,
ask
no.
my team, if that would be possible, since the emails, you will also be putting the emails on the marketing campaign, but I'm gonna go ahead and verify through them, okay?
Okay, what do you mean in the marketing campaign, like on public view?
Okay, for example, on your Facebook ads, let me see here. Yeah, because you will be receiving an email and SMS with your leads, right? But I will have to verify to them if it will be on public view, because what I know is it will be on the one for public view.
Okay,
Okay,
yeah,
because
because we don't.
it will be placed on your profile.
What profile?
Okay, for like, I will have to verify to them if it's going to be with the Google Business profile and also with the Facebook ads.
Yeah,
I will make sure.
because with our Google Visit profile, we don't have an email. Like it's connected for me to manage it, but there's no email for them to email us.
Gotcha. All right. I will
Because
have
yeah,
to.
because we don't accept inquiries through email. We accept like we'll like the fill they fill out the form and then on our website and then they send it to our submission box.
Gotcha. All right. So I will verify to them with what they mean with the public view if it's only about the Facebook ads. Okay?
Oh, okay, because we don't want it. We also don't want it like on the Facebook ad. We don't want the email to appear.
Okay, so you want the emails to be sent in that email, but you don't want it to appear in public, correct?
No, yeah, we don't want it to appear. So they can fill out a form. Like on our website, we have get in touch form. They fill that out and then it sends us a submission form.
Gotcha. All right. I will ask our team just to make sure, because I wanted to give you correct information, okay?
Okay.
And
And
would it be okay?
if anything, we can create another email so it can be public view. If anything, just let me know.
Gotcha. All right. So I will call you back. I will talk with our team first, and I will call
Okay.
you back with some information, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much for your time, Ingrid, and talk to you later. Bye for
All right,
now.
talk to you later. Bye-bye.